think it went overall quite positive, as in the Northern Western Regional Assembly, to the executive and our county councillors were able to highlight to the Taoiseach a number of issues that were being experienced by the Northern Western Region of Ireland, which of course includes Donegal. And the most obvious pressing challenge was the fact that regional disparities in Ireland are progressively rising over time. Notably, in the 2000s, the gap between ourselves in the Northern Western Region of Ireland, as I said, which includes Donegal, the gap between that region and the state average has progressively risen to the point that the gap was around 10 to 14% points in terms of disposable income per head of population, and it's now 25% points as per the latest available statistics. And we're seeing that population and employment figures are following a similar route, with activity becoming more and more concentrated in the greater Dublin area. So as part of our meeting with the Taoiseach, having highlighted these challenges, we then proceeded to highlight a number of specific asks to the Taoiseach about how we believe government can address these challenges. So there were four in total. The first one, and it'll be quite relevant, of course, to Donegal, and particularly areas such as Letterkenny, and obviously it's rural, the rural components of Donegal as well, is that we wanted to see the Urban Regeneration Development Fund and the Rural Regeneration Development Fund, the co-financing requirements of them, to be removed for our local authorities such as Donegal County Council. Secondly, we wanted more than half of the future European Regional Development Fund to be developed or to be delivered in regions such as the Northern Western Region of Ireland. Thirdly, and this is quite significant for Donegal's case, we wanted to see the delivery of the priority of a number of key infrastructure projects for the region. And one of those was the Donegal 10T road project, of course, obviously as a means of improving connectivity in terms of transport for Donegal, but also facilitating more economic development within the county. And then lastly, we wanted to improve governance mechanisms around the delivery of strategic plans such as the Letterkenny Regional Growth Centre plans, because ultimately, if we can drive population and employment growth and economic development within urban centres such as Letterkenny, within the Northern Western Region of Ireland, we can reduce those disparities I spoke of at the start, and support more balanced regional development in Ireland.
And part of that regional development is the expansion of rail and third level education up towards Donegal and surrounding counties.
Absolutely, as noted in the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, unfortunately, while there will be, under those plans, there will be rail connectivity to Letterkenny via Derry, the Assembly's aspirations would be that Letterkenny would be connected to Sligo Town via Enniskillen. And that would have been the aspirations we would have outlined in our submission on the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review. And these kind of infrastructure projects, as we highlighted, Taoiseach, are needed to address the regional economic challenges being experienced by counties in Donegal. Just to give you an example, out of the 234 EU regions which were examined by the European Commission in their Regional Competitiveness Index, the Northern Western Region of Ireland, which of course includes Donegal, would have been ranked 218th in terms of its performance in terms of infrastructure. Therefore, if we are to address that challenge and just close the gap between the likes of Donegal and the rest of the state, we're going to have to deliver significant infrastructure projects of scale, whether it be, as you noted, the rail connectivity, but also the Donegal 10T projects, particularly, say, for example, expansion of the Atlantic Technological University's Letterkenny campus. As we're fully aware, there's an education and IT building that has been promised in 2017, and work has yet to be commenced on that building, and we need the delivery of these types of infrastructure projects if we're going to improve the region's economic performance and close the gap between ourselves and the rest of the state.
And finally, John, this won't be the first time that the Taoiseach has heard of these problems. Do you think, will it be taken on board this time to action, or will it be another time that he's hearing these things and very little is progressed on the matters?
Yeah, I think there was an acknowledgement, of course, that obviously while there has been population, employment and disposable income growth in the region, there is an acknowledgement as well that the gap between our region and regions such as the Greater Dublin area is widening. And I think it is taken on board more seriously now, because the European Commission are consistently now highlighting in recent years the point that regional disparities and regional inequalities in Ireland is becoming an issue. They develop a semester country report on each member state, and in Ireland's case, regional disparities is often, in recent times, highlighted as a problem. So I think that now there is acknowledgement that the regional disparities are becoming more and more of an issue in Ireland, relatively speaking, and that there is a need to deliver more effective regional development. So time will tell, really.
Okay.